In that post, someone talks about how there's a tiny, some guy said there's a tiny black hole in the heart, and that's why we lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That's why we lose weight. We lose weight when we die. Because the black hole stops.
Well, those goth bands were right. There are black holes in the heart.
The Perpetual Motion Machine of the F Plus releases another episode. We've got terrible things, and we'll read them with enthusiasm. And we've got Booth Rangier.
Within this joystick handle and a donut-shaped control unit, there's a bar inside the donut which does the rotating and pivoting. This handle unit pivots forward and back, 45 degrees forward and back, totally 90 degrees.
Jimmy Franks! Forward.
Please assist me in proving God by showing that science proves God.
Achilles Heelys!
Just look at how ridiculously simple this technology is. Ask yourself just how gullible we were to not see through the evil spiritual warfare that was hiding it from us.
Frank West!
God as represented by the origin of a logarithmic spiral is the one and only example of perpetual motion.
Oh, yay, it's Zarla!
When a human stands barefoot on dirt plants, electrons move away from the human's feet and legs. Positive sunlight striking the human's head and shoulders also attracts electrons towards the person's head.
And Lemon. To apply for this position, email me your resume. If you do not have a resume, a forum profile will suffice.
Amazing.
Oh my god.
F Plus.
Hey, Lemon.
Hey, Lemon.
Hey.
Hey, are you all excited about the future?
No.
Fuck off.
What's going on?
Is this about crypto or something again?
Yeah, it actually is going to be. Yep, it sure is.
Oh,
how
well,
did you
okay,
fucking
then.
Know? How did you fucking know?
It's a hot new
well,
market.
Well, you said future and excitement.
Listen, man, the realist in your brain can be, you know, annoyed or furious or depressed about any number of, like, thousands of things, but, like, crypto.
That is one of them, yeah.
No, this is not specifically a crypto episode. This is an episode that I have to put in front of you. This is a document given to us by Dr. Interrogative that is called Free Energy Perpetually Moving Nowhere. We're going to be spending, I think, all of our time, not all of our time, but the majority of our time, on a bulletin board called overunity.com. They got a super cool, like, metal effect to their logo, which looks really good. There's an arrow that's, like, sort of, like, fucking a Y in the logo, and so... Like, that's really cool.
It's nice touch. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Dr. Interrogative says, I've realized you guys have never done an episode on perpetual motion or free energy. So I present to you the overunity.com forums, where geniuses gather to discuss why physics is wrong and how this one simple trick will solve everything. okay, so, cool. I'm just going to welcome you to this forum, right?
Yeah.
So please the term overunity basically means something putting out more energy than is put into it. Okay, cool, great.
Yeah.
Awesome. The International Open Source Free Energy Research Forum. That is all in title case. Free energy will change the world. Free energy will stop all environmental pollution. Free energy will help to heal the planet Earth. That's the lowercase. In our discussion forum, www.overunity.com, we talk about all kinds of free energy and alternate and renewable energy.
I forgot where I was. Thank you so much.
sorry, Lemon. What kind of forum is it?
It's a forum. It's a specific kind of forum. You're not familiar. This is a alternate forum.
It's a disc cushion forum.
It's a disc cushion forum.
Oh, my back.
Looking for a new discussion.
Yeah. Anyway, the world will soon be very green without any pollution and any chemical fuel pollutants with this new technology. What Tesla has begun in the 19th and 20th century, we will now bring into the market in the 21st century. I'm the lesser of the cat. Oh,
it's the 21st.
Suffer and suck a cat.
With permanent magnet motors and a solid-state magnet-free energy, convert these into the future. Free energy will give us hope. And we will not surrender until free energy will be enabled all over the world to power cars, ships, and trains. And free energy will help the poor to become independent of needing expensive fuels. So in all, free energy will bring far more peace to the world than any other invention has already brought to the world. I have a little bit of a footnote to my thing.
You've earned it after talking, you know, bring us this free energy stuff.
This mesh is, like, I don't know if you've ever watched, like, you know, like, YouTube comedy shorts, but, like, this is a word from our sponsor. Please help stop chemtrails. Toxic chemtrails. Please call your congressman now and tell him this must stop now and form local groups to fight the toxic chemtrail spraying.
God damn, I can't think of... This is the best thing to call my congressman about.
I've just been sitting here staring at the phone, thinking of what, if anything, I want to complain to a congressman about. I've got it.
Did they complain about anything relevant today? Chemtrails? What? Anyway, Achilles.
Yeah.
We're gonna take the very first thread topic here, and your name is Arm Cortex.
Yeah. Hello. I'm Arm Cortex. This forum is turning into trash.
God damn it. Already?
Always.
I just got here, man.
If you have nothing to build, nothing clearly defined on your bench or in your mind that you can show, why are you here? I'm saying this because I'm tired of the substandard content that I have seen for the past year or so.
That's the standard content produced by subs.
Yeah.
I'm Solaris 1989. Hello, mate.
Oh, hello.
Let it start it like that.
Spoonful of sugar. I like you. All right.
It is true what you are saying. However, at this moment, there is zero OU devices posted on Google. Google filters everything. It has been bought by the powers that be.
you mean Alphabet?
No, it's God.
They claim they're Google, but secretly they're this company called Alphabet. But they don't want you to know. Myself, I am here to learn, not OU, because that will never be posted here. OU was out there for 200 years, but it is private. 20% of the people on this planet are running their cars with 80% reduced fuel consumption because of hydrogen. 5% of them are running their cars on protons. But nobody is telling shit.
Oh man, that's a
electric cars? No.
That's
I want protonic cars.
Well, it's gonna be you need like 5 protons to run your car. So, it's more cost effective.
5% is so much.
Like in the Los Angeles area, 5% of people drive electric vehicles.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's 5%. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, nice new car. She's a real beaut. How many miles does she get? Wink. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it is all private sector. This forum is just for fun and nothing else. Be safe and much love to you all.
Okay, I'm not really sure what your point was with that post, but, you know, I guess forums.
I am master of plaster. Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I was just assuming you had Gene Simmons' number blocked on your phone.
Giant Band-Aid. You are mistaken if you think one day a working OU device will be posted anywhere on the internet. All of internet is controlled. All of internet is controlled.
But what are you posting on right now? Like, couldn't you just post it right now? Like, if you had a recipe, you posted this. Couldn't you just post something else?
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would, actually. Google. Yes, I really would.
If someone has a device and wants to share it, he must be very creative in the way he will get it to others. Those who want money and fame will not get far spreading their invention.
Yeah, well, good news. If someone invents free energy, they will sell one, and then no one will ever need...
That's true.
No one will ever need money anymore, so... Cool.
Hey, yo, my name is Tri-Cry, and I got a new question to ask.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Has anyone here constructed an over-Unity system that works?
I assume all of them. Wasn't that part of the TOS when we signed up?
What do you think I'm running my computer on?
Part of the sign-up questionnaire is prove that you've created free energy.
I plug my computer into the wall socket, and it continues to run.
Please deposit an infinite amount of energy.
Like, it just goes. I don't continue to plug it in. I don't hold on to the cord. It's just there.
As the title says, has anyone here constructed an over-Unity system that works? If so, are there instructions to reproduce or build? I'm asking because it would be nice to hear from someone who has personal experience of a system that can verify that it works and produces more energy than it consumes.
I like that this dude thinks he's on a DIY, like, fix-it forum.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, my name is Indy Clouds.
Oh, yeah, I think that's NDA Cloud.
No, dude, I'm Indy Clouds.
Jimmy Frakes, do not disclose him.
Yeah, Tri-Cry, don't be stupid. Do some research and see what happens to the free energy inventors before you come here asking moronic questions. And don't buy the wrong buy into Shyster Ramsey's spiel, as his job here is to lure out free energy inventors so that the men in black can shut them down. There's many takers here. Okay, back to the clouds with me.
Why does this forum exist then?
He disappeared in a puff of vape smoke.
It's a honeypot, dude.
Ah, yes.
This is Ramset. Writing lies perhaps makes you feel better. Liable in slander or weak points of a discussion and against the law, and of course, forum rules.
You'd say that, Narc.
Forum rules supersede the law.
Many times I asked you to write the sentence or two with the schematic and specs, such as wire size, type values, etc., and expectations, and sub-parenthesis, and your claim of COP2 or twice the output of input. Nobody ever made such a simple above-unity claim that actually worked here. And then another parenthesis.
Oh my god, we're of course in so many nested parentheses. Someone free us.
Yeah, we're in our third nested parenthetical.
Just keeps going.
Fourth.
Just went into
oh shit, you're right. There's a fifth too.
He's heading toward infinite parentheses.
Oh, that's the secret.
Yep.
Of course, you provided none of the above information. However, a member of your forum was helping a builder here. Seems you have forbidden it to continue. And when persons could not get results, no help except abuse, hateful words, lies, parentheses, see above.
To more parentheses?
It's the first ending one we've seen.
Yeah, I closed that one. You run a forum for over 10 years now, hiding life-saving planet-changing technologies, countless unimaginable consequences to our world and its inhabitants. Well, you played games at your forum, quote, huge billboards, quote, get above Unity here, easy peasy, quote, I guess, see all my members and their awards. Oh, so much punctuation.
Yeah, no, we're now entering our fifth nested parenthetical.
Yes, you actually gave public front page awards, no concern at all for members, and safety. But now it's hush-hush when person asks you to, quote, open source, write a sentence with directions and expected results.
Okay, all right, yep.
There's so much more. Oh, there's so
oh,
much
boy,
more.
Oh, boy, there sure is.
Enough! None of us are free till every one of us are free. Like sunshine and air and water, our world gives us these things. Open source. It works for universe. It's the model we must follow. Open source!
By the way, it looks like Above Unity is a... is a rival perpetual motion machine site that this guy started.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Plot thickens.
Because it's over Unity, so I guess they made Above Unity, which is the safest website on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
No trolls allowed. As in just, loud.
Just so you know, that post goes to a total of 8 nested parentheses. Well, 9, actually, but then the 9th one closes.
The perpetual punctuation machine.
Oh, parentheses right to the trash.
Other than this forum being one of the slowest websites I've ever seen in my life, Above Unity seems really cool.
I'd like to bring you some wisdom from AboveUnity.com.
There's no trolls out loud, dude. Oh,
please yeah. Do, release.
So 2 days after being shot, just before appearing on stage, Bob Marley said, "The people that are trying to make the world worse never take a day off. Why should I? Light up the darkness." Thanks, Above Unity.
Is that why they shot him?
Yep. Oh. And then he said, "Look at this, my perpetual motion machine."
Hey boss, this musician guy's saying bad things about doing bad stuff. He says the bad stuff's bad. We should silence him before people start thinking that.
This guy's breaking the laws of thermodynamics. Bust him.
All right. Hey, Boost, do you remember what the second law of thermodynamics is?
Duh.
Great. Okay, awesome. It's the entropy one.
Oh, good.
Yep. Okay. So we're talking about that and Zarla. Your name is Naboo.
You startled me.
I think I've found Maxwell's demon. However, the demon is quite large. Right, I'll just get to the point. Maxwell's demon is the Earth, and its sensory and pass blocking ability is its gravitational field. It was not before recently that I came to this conclusion, although I realized the concept some time ago. So it's not been billed yet, so I do not have any practical proof here. However, I want you to understand how this can work.
Okay, is this your, like, Steam Greenlight project? Is that what's happening here?
Yes, please. And also subscribe to my Patreon. Thank you.
Okay, all right.
See, okay, first say you fill a normal stainless steel tank with water. The tank is insulated. Whatever the temperature in the water originally was, it will after some time absorb the temperature of the outside air completely, so it'll be an equal temperature everywhere inside the tank. And this goes on for quite a while.
I agree with that first thing. That is true. That will happen eventually. Yep.
Now, what would happen if that tank was insulated instead? Since the outside temperature would not be allowed inside, it would just stay at the temperature it originally had when it was filled with water, right? Wrong. Since all the atoms inside the tank are in full chaos of movement and disorder, unless you had frozen the water to total zero, there will be some microscopic misplacement of atoms all around inside. However, at a macrocosmic view, it will stay the same, presumably.
Who misplaced my atoms?
But now the laws of buoyancy comes into play. Because warm water weighs less than cold water, it will float up to the top while cold waters will end up at the bottom. The total temperature of the water will stay the same, but there has been created a potential in temperature inside the tank from the bottom to the top. Let's see.
What? Wait, what? What? What?
Look, warm water weighs less than cold water. It makes sense.
Okay. All right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, now, you wouldn't maybe believe that there was much power in this at all, that the change in temperature is so minor that no machinery could possibly be powered by it. At first, this is quite true. However, the fact that the bottom will be colder than the original temperature will allow heat from its environment to be absorbed. For example, if a small heat absorber, a copper coil, for instance, was connected to another coil outside, now it can start to get interesting. So, okay. If the outside temperature...
All right, I hope so.
The outside temperature...
Wow.
So if the outside temperature was, for example, 20 degrees Celsius, the bottom of the tank would have that temperature as its minimum, while a higher temperature would appear at the top. The opposite would have happened if you had placed the coil at the top and connected to the outside temperature. Then the maximum temperature would be the same as outside, while a lower temperature would exist at the bottom. So this is the way you can magnify this process to create even higher temperatures. Okay,
so it gets cold. It gets colder, but it takes a long time to do it, and the stratification of the water from getting colder to warmer moves, and that's basically a battery, right?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Like, everyone describes a battery.
There's some stuff that I don't understand inside of a container, and a wire is involved. That's a battery.
It looks like it needs more tanks. Since if you connect the top coil to the bottom of yet another tank, then the maximum temperature of that tank would be the minimum temperature of the next tank. Then you could do it with several tanks by connecting them as described until the water would boil. Okay, not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Naboo, and this is not a question related to anything, just a question in general. Mm-hmm. Are you high right now?
I am very interested in any kind of feedback. Good or bad. This is very much like a heat pump, only it uses no electricity. Naboo!
Haunted by free energy there for a second.
All right. okay, Jimmy Franks.
Uh-huh.
Your name is... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to tell you what your name is because I want you to tell me. Mm-hmm. This post is called OU from Orbital Physics and some spooky stuff.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Radical Ryan.
Yeah. Now we're talking. I'm interested.
That's Ryan. Ryan is radical.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, here's an idea I've had for a while about why the Explorer 1 rocket in 1958 went far higher than von Braun had expected, as Richard Hoagland described on his site enterprisemission.com. My explanation is so simple, I'm almost surprised von Braun was stumped by the problem for so long, except that he was mired in rocket equations. I think I've thought of something that is either kept secret by the space agencies because they don't want to admit their top scientists were confused, or it's just so simple that the establishment overlooked it. It has to do not only with Explorer 1 going too high, but also the Russian mission that overshot the moon, and the space probes that go too far away from the sun to be accounted for, or that gain a little more velocity than expected from their gravity flyby slingshot maneuvers.
What happens when one space probe goes too far?
Anyway, as Richard Hoagland said, it's got something to do with rotation and, of course, gyroscopes, because gyroscopes rotate naturally.
Just like your hat.
Think that rotation...
Gyroscopes be gyroscoping.
Hoagland seems to think the rotation somehow pulls in extra energy from the fourth spatial dimension. He's into hyperdimensional physics. That's his whole gig. But I don't think hyperdimensional physics nor rotation per se is required to explain the extra energy.
And you don't think that because you don't understand it. Yes. You'll notice that
he understands it better than anyone
else. Solutions. They all have solutions that involve, like, copper wire and other objects that are in their room. It's the answer is never complicated science stuff, right? For some
like,
reason,
like, look, like, I read this thing and it was like about like space or whatever and like particles, but that didn't help me make meth, so I was like, who gives a shit?
Why did they take Fritos into space?
Then I go on to say a bunch of stuff that I basically just cribbed off of the Wikipedia article for physics. I don't really know what it means. But
physics. Now.
This leads to one easy solution to free energy. Okay. Spin a disc.
Yeah, dude, I play Frisbee all fucking day.
Yeah.
You spin a disc, you lift it up, you break its spin into a generator until it nearly stops, let it drop, and get energy out of its fall. Repeat.
That's why you have to play Frisbee with me, yes.
It'd be as if the power company keeps sending you golden eggs through the wires, and instead of pumping them right back to the ground to extract energy out of their flow through the circuit, you take a section of the wire they're in and put the gold up for loan and interest before sending it back, bro. You can always say you got that length of wire on deposit. Eat as long as the power's flowing, then use the interest to buy more wire and more power. In other words, use power to do something non-Newtonian, get energy out of the non-Newtonian effect, then sell the power right back.
You see, Frank, you were blaming him for being simplistic.
Oh,
doesn't seem simplistic.
You're not on meth or anything. You're just selling copper wire for money.
Yeah, no, get it, and then sell it, and then there's more, and then you sell that too. Economics.
So simple.
It is important to point out that apparently Radical Ryan replies to himself.
Wait, oh, I understand. Sorry, I just understand his plan.
Does Radical Ryan understand his plan?
His plan would work if discs could be generated out of no matter at all.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, discs right. Just exist. They just happen. So it's fine.
But I just want to say, Ryan, Radical Ryan kind of gives up the game here by telling us his credentials. I'm just an amateur with no funds, no degree in physics, and no materials. I can't.
Oh, wait.
Do...
No, I'm interested in that. I'm Jimmy Franks. I'm sorry. I'm really interested in that. But before you get to that, can you start off with the sentence that starts, for example?
Oh, yeah. So Radical Ryan is sort of defending his thesis. Mm-hmm. And has a lot of really good stuff to say. For example, if a guy starts going around saying 1 + 1 equals both 2 and 3, and he happens to be believed by lots of people, who should ask who for proof? Should we have to prove to him that he's logically inconsistent by showing him over and over again that 1 + 1 = 2 and not 3? Or should we ask him to show us how it is that he thinks 1 + 1 has 2 different answers? Now, look, I'm just an amateur.
What do you think, Boots?
It's great.
Okay, good.
I love this argument every time I hear it.
Look, just amateur.
Why define anything, really?
Although, Boots, I do appreciate that it's more radical this time.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, keep going, because I feel like you're working up to something, and I'm excited for you to get there.
Look, I'm Radical Ryan. I'm just an amateur. With no funds, no degree in physics, and no materials. I can't do experiments. When it comes to finding what I believe are logical inconsistencies in the scientific establishment, I'm not required...
So would you say you're more of an idea guy?
I'm not required to show them anything. They're required to show how I'm wrong, that it's not important, and that it just doesn't matter.
No, you have to leave the store. You're causing a disturbance.
How come scientists aren't spending all of their time proving random people on the internet wrong? Because that's what I do, and I think I'm a pretty cool guy.
Like, this, like, this is, like, that's, like, the most infuriating person to yeah. talk to is the person who always insists that the burden of proof is on anybody but them. No matter what.
Any burden, really. Burden of proof.
Well, that's true, actually, yeah.
Radical Ryan does his own research.
Yeah, Radical Ryan definitely does not feed himself.
According to your last paragraph, it's been hard for you to do some research because you can't get YouTube.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, China blocked it. China blocked my YouTube. If I get a VPN, I'll definitely watch.
No, I'm sorry. You have to take that paragraph from the start, because holy shit. Holy shit. Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks for reading. Unfortunately, I've not been able to get YouTube. China blocked it. If I get a VPN, I'll definitely watch.
God damn it! Oh.
China's at it again.
You're an expat in China and you don't have a VPN? You are. I actually think you're dumber now than I did before. Like, wow.
No, why do you think he's? I don't think he's an expat in China. He just said China blocked it. Yeah. Like,
oh,
I
you
feel
think
like you're piecemealing in a whole bunch of lies.
Yeah,
there.
I think
he's like, he typed in YouTube, it didn't work, and he was like, God damn it, China.
Well, I think his kids got tired of his QAnon rants and fucking blocked YouTube.
Also,
how come I can't get on YouTube, Jimmy? Oh, I heard China was blocking
it.
Yes,
yeah, China.
Jimmy installed Net Nanny on his computer.
Oh, man. What if they made Net Nanny for grown-ups?
Just Net Nanny,
that would be really good. That would be really good. Like, it looks like you're about to access bullshit on the internet. Mm-hmm. Hey, what Facebook group are you trying to pull up? Nope. Let me get permission from your kids for you to look at this Facebook group. I want some VC dollars for this. We're going to make the world a better place.
Make the block silent. Just have it be like loading, and it keeps saying loading until your kid gets the notification on their phone and it loads.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's called Boomer Blocker.
Okay, TM, trademark.
Trademark. I filed the paperwork before this episode came out.
And mailed it to myself.
I did, exactly. I put it in an envelope. It was one of those envelopes where, like, when you open it, it's like, this envelope has been opened.
I am open.
OC, do not steal.
It just does that every 5 minutes.
I also put the patent for that envelope in the envelope.
Yeah. I fucked it up by opening up the envelope, so. We're going to move into the alternative medicine section. And Achilles, do you... Achilles, I have been feeling pretty run down lately. I have been feeling pretty bad. Can you fix my whole thing?
Well, guess what, Patriot? I can help you out with some coital silver water. My name is Rabergerson. I had to waterboard myself again.
Yeah, they're doing it to themselves, everybody. They're doing it to themselves. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! This is great.
Get the heaviest chemtrails in the country here. If there is a blue spot in the sky, I can take a picture of them spraying it. Matter of fact, I have many on my camera right now. Anyway.
Now waterboard yourself, slave.
I just picture him standing up in like an AA meeting going, I had to waterboard myself again.
Wrong meeting.
Anyway, I have a cat, parentheses, animal, medicine injector. Okay. And when my sinuses get loaded up, I tilt my head back over a pillow inject about 3 cc's of colloidal silver in each nostril.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wowie, wow, 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 wow.
If there is an infection present, wow, you will feel pain. Just,
wow. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's a good shit.
Is there always an infection present? Have you never not felt pain from that particular motion?
Wait, oh my God. I get the infection, I do the silver, I waterboard, I repeat. Yeah, I'm becoming stronger every day. Personally, when I do this, I feel muscles in my forehead relax, and the rest of my body relaxes.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not sure what it does, but it does well.
That's your brain losing blood and your body failing.
I stay on my back, head tilted back, about 10 minutes to give it time to get all the way up to my sinuses. I have been drinking it 15 parts per million for about 6 years. No bluing. Feel great.
Bluing?
I'm due to buy.
Hey, got a question for ya. So you've been drinking colloidal silver for 6 years. You've been drinking colloidal silver for 6 years. Then you started injecting it into your face.
In my nose, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't, like, you know, make it silver or blue or anything like that? Like, no sort of, like, color change? I think you're getting off-brand colloidal silver, man. I think you're gonna talk to your colloidal silver dealer. He is giving you weak sauce shit.
This shit's been cut.
It's mostly like baby powder.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, this has just been mercury the whole time. I'm due to buy more silver. It does last a long time, but not forever.
Oh, man. Wow.
Hello, I am Atom One.
What happens if I just go on to Bing and I'm just like, give me a pint of colloidal?
I'm Bing?
Does it stop me, or does it just, no, it just lets me go. Just like, here you go. Here's vitacost.com, colloidal silver, you got it. Oh. $11.99, four, please. Here we go.
Not only that, if I go to Amazon and type in colloidal silver, it says, in health and beauty?
Ooh. Great.
No, I noticed that CVS shows up in my results. Does CVS fucking sell colloidal
silver? Oh, sorry.
Silver?
No, oh god, no, the category colloidal silver shows up in is more properly titled Health, Household, and Baby Care.
Oh no. Oh, Boots, what do you got?
I got a reply to that. My name's Adam One. Hello. Very interesting info. I'm trying to understand why burns heal quickly with this magic water. I understand that alkaline water at a pH 9 also stops a virus. I tried it for 2 months, and it shrank down a small wart on my eyelid. To my amazement, the connection between negatively charged water, negative ions, and water that is changed by plants like green tea all affect the body in the same way.
What?
An acid body, say pH 6, is close to that of a growing baby whom consumes lots of sugars. My confusion is, why does a negative ion influence good cell growth on a burn? It is because the body may be an acid body? This would show that different pH levels on both sides of reactive resistance in all organic matter can be influenced for a more advanced cellular growth stimulating, say, a larger plant or even fish. I'm going to skip a bunch. The wider application of acid and alkaline with silver ions is very interesting. Get the full effects on the human body. We'll need a lot more study, and any information we can share will be important. I would like to know if it would be possible to isolate bacteria to best size of metal ion. A full and complete chart for them would help science in many ways. I'm going to skip a bunch again. Stem cells grow other stem cells before some of them are converted into new cell groups, so there is never a never-ending supply of them in the body unless you are consuming the continuity of the right required nutrition. They will just wash out and just die off. My advice to anyone in their late 40s or older is to regrow all your stem cells.
Regrow all your stem cells.
Even make stem
cell banks.
You're
feeling run down? You're feeling tired? Maybe you got some wrinkles on your face? Regrow some stem cells, bitch.
Listen, asshole, I'm going to tell you how to do that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, make stem cell banks from urine.
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh,
cool. Is that where my stem cells are? I've
been the Holy Grail.
That etcetera is doing a lot of
the
work
Holy
there.
Grail of stem cell research is growing them outside the body in your own stem cell bank. Just imagine it. Ha ha. But the problem there is the medium to control rapid growth. In urine, you will find all your body's stem cells. So not such a good idea to throw it away. Ha ha.
Oh, that's
I see what you're actually going for.
Okay, that's what Howard Hughes was doing.
Okay. CW may be the way to store them, and then just add baby milk.
Mm-hmm. What? I mean, is that milk from babies, or is that milk for babies?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's like almond milk, or like rice milk.
Curiously, I'm just trying to make sure I got the recipe here. So I get a Mountain Dew bottle.
In the milk of baby.
Like everybody's moved off of like cow's milk to baby milk, but the amount of water that it takes to get like a gallon of milk from a baby. it's all made in California. It's terrible.
People think that baby milk is ethical, but it's so inefficient. And what do you do with the babies afterwards?
How can I work my fetish into this perpetual energy form? I know. Oh, you know you can get perpetual energy from pictures of feet, you guys? You can try that.
This is a cocktail of urine and baby milk.
When the medium is set, one could constantly change the pH to stimulate reactive growth. My intuition tells me this is the way to go. Human stem cell is like company of plant stem cells. Check out magic Swiss apples. There is something about them that stops them rotting. Maybe there is water to feed on is the key. What? Please keep up good work. I'm done.
I liked that the more stoked that this person got, like the more question marks just ended up showing up.
Yeah, we started at like 3 question marks, and by the end there was 9.
Yeah, it was like full on like space character 9 question marks space character. There is a couple more sort of like health ones here. We've got hydrogen peroxide makes HIV symptoms go away.
Jesus. Oh no.
And then using runic energy to support cancer patients. But that's pretty dark. So we're going to do a hands-on activity. All right.
Ooh,
like, ready for this?
Like finger painting?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. This is the arts and crafts section.
Excellent.
Interactive posts.
So Zarla, get ready.
We have an actual artist here. This is great.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the etheric physics behind free energy and anti-gravity exposed. Okay. So, Zarla, I have presented this before, and it hasn't gained traction. But it is critical to the purpose of this forum, which is that this research is adopted by experimenters. Experimenting with physical materials, electrical circuits, is slow, dangerous, and somewhat expensive and demanding work. However, I took a page out of Dan A. Davidson's book, Shape Power. And I used images to explore the aether, just as he did, and provide instrument readings. So I have largely used images because I can work very fast, learn more in a year than I could in a lifetime with extremely rapid experimentation. So, I can explain how the ether works, and I can explain how to implement principles used here in free energy devices, and more. But first, I need to prove that I am not off my rocker.
What? You've sounded perfectly reasonable so far.
Well, okay. To that end, let me be honest here. If you are going to be super skeptical and rigorous in the evidence you require, then I cannot prove this.
One of those people that needs evidence to believe something.
I love that as an opening pitch. Now, you might think I'm crazy, and I can't dissuade you from thinking that, but...
You might think I'm crazy, but that means you probably have reason to.
That's just because you want proof.
Okay, so here we go. Here we go, Zarla. How to feel energy from images.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Face your palm to the image. Your hand should ideally be flat and under some tension, like you are making a stop gesture.
All right.
It is easier to feel energy if your hand is somewhat convex, so not at all like a stop gesture. the tension in your muscles resists the energy. The energy builds up in your flesh. Body parts are that are more exposed to the energy feel it more strongly for this reason. At first, for me, the effect was extremely subtle, but it increased to levels that were very intense and even painful, and yet my other hand couldn't feel the energy at all, and it took months of occasional exposure energy daily to build up the sensitivity.
Okay, so you just you hold your hand up and then your wrist gets tired. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. But your other wrist doesn't. Your first one does, and your other wrist doesn't. Right? Jesus, wow. So if you go to the subreddit at Aetheric Air Engineering, you'll see a bunch of, like, crummy little graphs, right? Mm-hmm. Like, really crummy, but, like, they're intricate, but they're not interesting or, like, visually, like, anything.
Oh, it looks like someone fucked up a spirograph.
Yeah. So you just kind of, like, look at stuff that's, like, complicated but not visually interesting at all.
I was about to ask if you could do with any image. You do a picture?
No. You can only do it with these pictures on this subreddit. They'll make your wrist tired.
It's a poll.
there is a poll. How is the poll going?
Let's see. 7 votes say, yes, I feel something. 15 votes say, a little, maybe, but not enough to be sure it's not my imagination. 16 say, I don't feel a thing. And 4 say, wow, yeah, it's really intense. WTF level.
And that is a poll on r/Aetheric Engineering.
So, yeah, people who would be experts, and they're still getting this many positive responses.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Discriminating set. Zarla, can you tell me about a simple and powerful principle?
Okay. I am Nyx85.
We are now skipping into the totally real free energy machine section.
Oh, good.
Finally.
This is exactly what we wanted.
Now.
Finally.
Yeah, now we're going to get some free energy.
Secrets of the universe at our fingertips. See, my name is Nyx85. This is a simple, primitive, but beautiful principle of unquestionable free energy. I've been thinking along these lines with balloons. Today I remember the old video I seen about this guy's theory how pyramids were built. Of course, they were not built this way. Blocks were float.
Questionable, huh? Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. They were not built this way. Blocks were floated by extremely high voltage, around 45 megavolts.
Floated?
Yeah, they were. That's floated. That's what. Yeah, that's what electricity does.
Like Magneto from X-Men?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were just blocks. I love the principle, and strangely, Guy apparently didn't even realize principle is over unity. It utilizes gravity in two ways. Firstly, air pressure. Yeah, what is it? What's the video?
The video is just a dude, like, explaining, like, water physics in a way he think it could have been used to transport stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
Yeah.
Yeah, but if that was, like, free energy instead of water, like, then it's mine. Me smart.
In video, he demonstrates the principle with small weights, that rock might be 1 or 2 kilograms at most, but same principle could be scaled up to lift tons or thousands of tons to any height as long as it's made buoyant. So this is how I imagine it for fun. Let's say we got a cylinder tower 100 meters high full of water inside, which is immersed in a pool of water much like in the video. So it's water. Okay. There is an opening for inserting blocks to float. Blocks are weighing 1 ton, but are made to weigh about 1 kilogram by air tank or whatever attached, so it's easy to manipulate with them. Bunch of math. Once they float up to the top, valve 1 is closed, valve 2 is open, and block is moved to a larger pool on the right. Well, it just happens that 1 ton block...
Electricity valves? The valves that the electricity are going through?
Yes.
The valve that was opening up the electrons?
Yeah, all the protons and electrons went in.
That's what they do.
So what happened is that 1 ton block gained tremendous potential energy, and all the input energy... we invested was to close one valve and open another. Relatively small electric motor does it. By a controlled descent of the blocks, that huge potential energy could then be tapped. And why use 1-ton blocks when 100-ton blocks could be achieved in relatively small volume? Like I said, it's primitive, not a system that should actually be built, but it's interesting to know and admire.
No, it's not. Fucking, yeah. It's not. It really isn't.
Frank West, what do you have?
Let's see, what do I have?
A simple electric heater which has efficiency greater than one.
Section one, which appears to be the only section.
Okay. Yep.
I am George One. Dear colleagues, my name is George Sen. I am a member of a team of investors enthusiasts. Please have a look at the link. Don't and then I you. Link a 6-page PDF of a bunch of things scrawled on graph paper.
Oh, and that's like pretty sciencey. That's oh. pretty, and your handwriting's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
You got that's an excellent Y. I like your lowercase y. Yeah. Your Q is very nice. Good handwriting.
It sort very of looks distinct like, L's.
Yeah.
It sort of looks like the paper that they give to elementary school kids to learn, like, letters. And they put
and he learned, man. Yeah, he learned.
He really did. He mostly does write one letter in each square, too. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. He writes in a monospace font.
The link above describes a simple electric heater, which has efficiency greater than one. What do you think about this electric heater? What is your opinion? Looking
Sucks.
Forward to your answer. Best regards, George. By the way, efficiency greater than one means it puts out more energy than it right. has.
We know. We How know. Polite. We can see that. Yeah. We can see that.
Oh, right, because you're all reading that. I'm sure our viewers, in case some of our viewers are out and haven't clicked through and read the whole PDF yet.
No. Yeah.
Which
yeah,
you
yeah.
should. It's
Oh, this fine. Is F6FLT. The second case is false. You've simply forgotten the oxidization reduction potentials. The potential difference that will result in heating is therefore less than the one used. This means, in other words, that even for the same current, the energy used for producing hydrogen is not used to heat. If over-unity were so childish, it would have been known for a long time. We will have to be much smarter.
I call to us all.
I want to say that I've been looking at your perpetual motion machine, the white paper here, or the graph paper white paper. you specifically say, our second invention, however, is not free. Our second invention costs $10 million. $1 million will be used for charity. $9 million will be used for R&D work, which is related to our next six inventions.
You're also an idea man.
Yeah, we need $10 million to make this invention. $1 million is for charity. And $9 million is for other inventions unrelated to this.
Well, this one's already making so much money, you know.
It's a future investment.
To F6FLT, you greatly surprise me, my friend.
Huzzah! Well met.
You are an expert in mechanics as well as electric engineering. And maybe in any other field of technology.
Okay, I get you.
I see what he's
saying. Got him. Got him.
You have written, you have simply forgotten the oxidation reduction potentials. The potential difference that will result in heating is therefore less than the one used. This means, in other words, that even for the same current, the energy used for producing hydrogen is not used to heat. There is no sense in this composition of words. This...
Uh-huh. You're talking crazy!
This is, for example, something like the following sentence. The moon is black and it walks around the green tree. Grammatically correct, but absurd. End of post.
I'm George Sen and I'm running for the center.
I'm not gonna, you know, discuss why it's wrong. It's wrong because it's wrong. Dummy.
George One here continues to go on to into a slap fight, which is great. I really want the best for George One. But Zarla, I've got three car batteries. What can you give me?
Let me see. Let's see. My name is Indigo 22. Hi, I have been studying for 25 years, and I'll explain it simple.
What's the title of your post?
Oh, what are you going to give me? I got three car batteries.
I got 4 million terawatts from three car batteries. You need three car
batteries. Next up to the stage, it's terawatts.
It's watts that Terra owns.
Terawatts. Here to help you save energy. You need three car batteries. If you don't want them to run out, make them plasma cells. This is how: put 10 liter of water with salt in a bucket. Make an aluminium plate and a copper plate. Okay. Anode, cathode, connect them to a DC voltage. I use 32 volt for a few days. Cook the water with settlement to get it concentrated. You have to play with the heat because the plasma tries to hold the water. Take a car battery and punch a hole in it. Let the acidic fluids out and pour the plasma GANs in. Charge it. Done. Now, build two coils of my design. See picture. Forget the connections. Then connect them as...
Fuck it. Forget it. I'm sorry I mentioned them.
Just forget it. Didn't say that. Then connect them in as in the final pick. Don't know what you're going to do with that, so I suggest download multi-sim and test it in the computer simulator, because I have blown up more than 500 microprocessors, MOSFETs, ERFs, etc. in the years. Make it suitable for you needs. In multi-sim, you can choose your gauge, wire, everything. I do not have a PC, right, but I hope so. If you guys going to pick this up before I am gone. Thanks. Stay safe. Then I guess she exploded herself again.
I want to know what computer simulator you're using.
Healy's, would know, I think. How much is a terawatt? Like, a terawatt's a lot, right?
I mean, it's a nonsense thing to say.
Okay. 4 million of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
It's 4 billion gigawatts.
Yeah.
Maybe it's nonsense to you eggheads in the lab.
How many microprocessors have you blown up? You don't know.
But real inventions are made in the garage, just mine specifically.
So, I guess, like, you know, at the peak of the summer in the city I'm in, it's like 320 kilowatts.
Okay. So 4 million terawatts would be from three car
batteries, yeah.
A little bit more than that. So, like, that's pretty good. Like, I feel like...
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we should be taking Indigo 22 pretty seriously, actually.
Give her a grant.
Wait, but how long does that last? Like, it's like, a watt is instantaneous amount of power.
Oh, yeah. Stop that. Don't stop that. Be quiet. Be quiet.
How many terawatt hours do you get out of that?
Oh, fuck off. All right. Boots.
Hi. What? You told me to fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Fuck off, Boots.
First of all, fuck off. Number one, fuck off. Number two, do you have a working free energy device?
I do.
Who are you?
Okay, fuck off.
My name is One Christian Warrior, and I have a free
Yay! This is no longer a godless forum.
Never mind, fuck right in.
Excelsior.
Attention all of you backyard mechanics. I did an experiment where I let my electric wheelchair become a free energy device where I gained the power to go on and go an additional 20 feet up a pretty steep hill.
How often in scientific documents do they use the word pretty?
Each time I travel up the hill at full speed, then back down the hill slowly, I repeat this test 3 times, gaining a total of 60 feet before stopping the test. Then I repeated the test a few days later, gaining the same 60 feet. This was proof to me that we have discovered a way of gaining free energy. I also made drawings of how to build a standalone mechanism that I believe should be a way of gaining free energy power supplies.
Hang on! You went uphill and then downhill in your electric wheelchair, and this is proof of free energy?
Yes, it is! It's okay. Amazing!
Well, he went up fast and down slow.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know.
You're not understanding. Feet? You should go to my website, which is http://free-energy.yolasite.com. If the site doesn't allow URL, then search for free-energy and YolaSite. I hope and believe that my drawing is correct representation of a free energy machine for our power-hungry world.
Oh, YolaSite. This is crazy. What is happening? This is very good.
You only
BibleTeachings.YolaSite? Doors Christians must pass through .yolasite.com.
Oh, wow. UltimateJoysticks.yolasite.com.
MyIQChallenge.yolasite.com.
How Logic Chose Christ.
EvolutionFairyTale.yolasite.com.
This scrolls a long way.
What about Israel.yolasite.com?
Hey, I'm as surprised as you, but hey, F plus, it's time for poetry. Okay, I will put out a challenge to this whole pagan world system. I believe that God has equipped this warrior with one of the highest IQ plus knowledge of his word. Just at this time in his story, to do battle with evil forces hiding behind this world system. God always equips his saints for battle. Even if I cannot be this warrior, he will send someone who can. I will put out a challenge about IQ tests, where I believe that God has equipped his servant with the ability to best all IQ test rating accuracy ratings, maybe even scoring the highest ever recorded. I would like to believe that he would continue teaching me through all known IQ tests that they could ever give me. God teaches me all that I ask, and I ask a lot. Lol.
Lol.
So, look at this diagram. There's a DC motor in, and then there's three AC generators out, and then they go to four rectangles, but one of them has a bunch of arrows on it. Mm-hmm. So, free energy! Please note, Equals, you must change the setting on the power chair so that your motors run at the highest efficiency. As generator, you must make sure that you have the highest torque settings, equals first gear, as well as the highest speed settings, equal 10 gear, so that your chair works like most 10-speed bicycle in the vision that God was so gracious to share with me of going uphill in 10th gear and then back down in first gear. Because I did not have the time to experiment much at the time, I feel sure that someone could gain more power than the 20 feet I gained. If you went down the hill slower, maybe even extremely slow, braking hard so that you were gaining more power out of every foot you traveled down the hill, which would act the same way as adding a larger pulley to the drive motor, or maybe shrinking the size of the output pulleys to all who are in the family of Christ, your bro, Joe.
My bro Joe here, I'd never heard of Yola. Yola is like a website builder like Wix or Weebly or any of those other ones. Mm-hmm. You know, and like you could go and use a website builder and like make a website with like pages on it. But that's pretty lame. So instead, Joe just made like 4 dozen different websites all on YolaSite.com and then links to each one of them.
Oh my god, I thought this said Evolution Fairy Tale, but it's actually Evitution. And I thought maybe that was a typo, but no, it's at evitutionfairytale.yolasite.com. And it has Evitution Fairy Tale in the header. And it says, Evitution is nothing but the fairy tale of humanist. This fictitious myth is being religiously taught as fact to our children.
Are you Evitution me?
He's got a site. One of his sites is 2020vision.yolasite.com.
And then, my bro.
And then he's got a different one that's 2020-vision.yolasite.com.
If you link that between the two of them, you get infinite energy. So.
Wow. Check out ultimatejoysticks.yolasite.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is relevant to Mr. Games' interest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's a joystick. Okay.
It's a joystick. That's what you're looking at there. It's a joystick.
What the Where do your hands go?
Hey, Lyman,
I love these 3D logos.
I want you to go to this link and tell me how much I could buy one of these for.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, sorry for a little bit of distraction here from our perpetual motion machine. But we're going to go to ultimatejoysticks.yolasite.com. We're going to go to onlinestore.php. Okay, so this is the Ultimate Joystick is open for all to use to build freely, right?
Great.
I'm going to be reading this site in its entirety. Mm-hmm. The Ultimate Joystick is open to all to use to build freely.
Oh. Wow.
Make a free website with Yola.
That's benevolent. It's like the guy that sold the patent for insulin for a dollar. You know, he just wants the world to have fun. To have gaming fun.
You just have to follow the instructions on this CAD image that was done in like 180 by 40 pixels.
I'm on the about part of this website. Mm-hmm. So for Ultimate Joystick, 4 of 7 discoveries that I credit my Lord's gifts. This new joystick design came to be in a vision. I credit it to God because it was so complex and yet came to me so easily. Sorry also that I did not get the time to pretty this description up more.
Then it goes on about the joystick.
And then it goes on.
That description needs to be pretty. Finally, time for us to make. You're coming down to the end here, but we need to make some money. So we're going to make some money with the innovation station. Jimmy Franks, can you tell me a little bit about the innovation station, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The innovation station seeks investors and partners. Hello, I'm William. The Innovation Station is a company I formed for my work. I have a unit that will be for sale shortly that will be able to take houses off-grid. I have all the necessary information. I have all the necessary information to make this.
Do you have the necessary information?
I have the necessary information to make this. I have built most of it already. There is one thing left to build, but I am poor and cannot afford to complete it alone.
Okay. All right. Fun. Where's the fun button?
So I make an offer to those that have an interest in something like this. I had a person who was going to fund me, but I have given up on him. I cannot wait forever. So now I post...
Take that shit.
I post searching for someone who has money to waste for a short period of time. I'm sorry. I'm searching wait, for someone...
Did you just say money to waste in your investor pitch? Whoopsies. Whoopsie doodle.
I post searching for someone who has money to waste for a short period of time.
Peorid is lovely this time of year.
Look, this is already proven to work, so it is a matter of build. It will make it work. So it is a matter of build it, make it work, and develop a plan for mass production. The thing is, it is all open source. That was my choisy.
Choisy is also lovely this time of year.
I'm looking. All right, Shark Tank. I'm looking for $5,000 US to finish the prototype and show to the investor an OU machine with huge output. And yes, I can do this, but I'm poor, and money holds me back. It is just so sad. If you are interested in buying or helping to complete this, you can contact me at innovation.station@hotmail.com. A list for sales is now forming. The thing is, they will not be cheap to build or buy. The materials must be of the highest quality money can buy, so I can currently give demos of my turbine.
Mm, 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 mm-hmm.
Which is the prime mover in this unit? It is finished to the point of testing. If you want to know more, contact me. Regards, William.
All right. You got any replies here?
Yeah, my name's Tinu. My suggestion, quickly go back to that person that has money to waste and ask again. This time, very, very nicely. Who knows? Miracles are said to happen. But then, as a second thought, you're going to deeply disappoint him/her when you'll open source the final product. Or you're not going to open source it? Maybe I misunderstood you. Well, regardless of the choice you'll make, take good care not to be trapped. I don't know if this is supposed to be sarcastic or not.
I'm not sure either. I don't know. You seem to be doing strange things with punctuation.
Yeah, are you seeing all those question marks?
I think this person just had all of their quotes turned into question marks, and I'm trying to ignore that.
Anyway, you got anything to say about that?
I don't have to go back to him when he realizes he will contact me. Open source. Yes, it is already. The OU component will only be bought from me or others that will sell it. It will not be made public and can never be duplicated properly. Winky smiley face. So build the machine yourself.
You've decided the investor's male, though.
So build the machine yourself if you have the skills. Order the part that makes it happen. You cannot build this part. It must be purchased for all machines from me or the inventor. I gave my work all away. I cannot do the same with his work. That is wrong. Sorry, Bala, but I have respect. This is no fraud, but think as you will. Regards, William. Postscript. Funny if y'all you think that you're not being done. What is this
word? I said good day, sir. Anyway.
I know right now 10,000 will not build a perfect machine the scale I have here at home and playing with currently. There is a great deal of work involved in one machine and a great cost, but if it runs for a year or even 6 months nonstop with no repairs, all is good again. Almost nothing to break, but I waste all my time getting my point across because it is a fraud. I'm poor. That is my only problem right now.
Only problem. That's the only problem you got. What do you got, Zarla? I'm sorry, that was Achilles. I'm sorry.
I'm the infringer. just got questions, no reason. IST, I am curious if you ever finish this machine. I would love to see your YouTube video for kicks. Take care.
Well, I've been away a while. Mr. Mags, are we going to get into it? Lol. So yes, I can build whatever you like if you know what you want. And yes, now I can fully explain the entire thing.
That's not the right place for a tongue on emoji, but that's what he put. I don't know.
Yeah,
what to tell you.
We didn't mention this to the listener, but this is a two part reading. Jimmy Franks is doing all of the text, and Frank West is doing all of the emojis that have been included in the text.
Long time listeners know.
I hope we can get it. The real heads know.
So, yes, I still seek funding. Sorry, I will not expose this unit on overunity.com. I need to keep one in the pocket. If there is someone out there that wants to learn what I have, I'm willing to teach in person only. Also, I will be when I find an investor selling my units. I will have self-ruining motor generators, motion...
Wait, self-ruining?
Self-ruining.
Motors that ruin themselves. They don't need your fucking help.
They have glyphs on them.
They will self-run at a point, but require a battery to start them for the first 5 minutes or less. Also, I'm working on a solution to this, or to cut back on the inputted power. The IST Neo Motor Gen.
Y'all want Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't want a Bitcoin?
Yeah, cool. I hear it's really taking off right now.
It's in really good shape.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We are recording this in June of 2022.
By the
tip. Definitely, to definitely the on the peak.
We're all by June of 10.
Good morning. We're all having a great time.
Currently buying that dip.
GM, lemon, GM.
I bet all you guys in the future are so jealous that you didn't buy the dip like I am right now.
It's a good time for NFTs, too.
GM, Boots, GM.
GM.
Hey, y'all. This is an updated list of 2019 of how to get free Bitcoins, BTC, and all other altcoins. As we move now into digital cryptocurrencies, where banks have no control about our money, it's finally time to learn how cryptocurrencies work and try out yourself. Here are some easy ways to get free digital crypto coins on faucet websites. you can earn. Jimmy Franks, you like to earn shit?
Because yeah.
we got Satoshis.
Oh yeah.
We got Litoshis, we got Bitcoin Cash, and we got Dogecoins for free. And we transfer them to your own wallets or to an exchange to trade them for other coins and also sell them for fiat money like U.S. dollars or euros or UK pound or Simular.
Gross.
Here are some great websites for 2019, which work great. As I have tested them, where you can get a few micro or nano bitcoins, which are called Satoshis, for free, just by clicking and answering capture codes, so the website knows you're human and not a script or a bot, and they'll give you this digital money for free.
Wow.
Basically, it's paid. Yeah, it's real good. It's really, really good.
That's
you're right.
Amazing.
It's paid by you looking at the... It sure is amazing. It's paid by you looking at the advertisement on the pages, so no ad blocker can be used to go there and claim there. It is very easy. If you don't have a Bitcoin wallet, you suck. But you already really now need a personal wallet, as all these sites have an online wallet integrated into their sites for you to use freely where the money is first collected. So now you can get a free digital currency from some sites like freebitco.in, freedoge.co.in.
I regret to inform you that freedoge.co.in has shut down permanently.
Oh, no.
Although, here's a Google form that if you had balance in your account, you can redeem to process your withdrawal. So everything's fine.
How
everything's
my fine. Free
everything's
coin.
Fine. Definitely. No, just fill in that form. It's fine.
It's going to get in the dough. Well,
listen, I will fill that form as soon as I get my wallet back from the wallet inspector.
It's weird that they have to inspect crypto wallets too, but you know.
Yeah. Hey, who am I? Who am I to judge?
I couldn't give him it physically, so I just handed over my whole computer. It's fine.
Yeah, it's more convenient.
It's been a few days, but I'm sure I'll get back.
There's a lot of computer to inspect.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
All those ones and zeros.
Okay, so the next site is a master site that hosts 7 subsites where all the claimed and collected money goes into. So you have a dashboard for all the coins there, and you can convert them into each other back and forth forever and transfer them out of the master site to an exchange or to your personal wallet on your own ledger or so. This is the master site. It's called CoinPot.
CoinPot.
That's a trustworthy name.
Oh, Lemon, I regret to inform you.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Boots, oh, no! What has happened to CoinPot? Boots, I put all of my pot coins into CoinPot. What has happened?
Well, there isn't even a redemption Google form
what?
On this one.
No! Is there anything to click on CoinPot.co?
Like you can get related searches, like digital
what
currency
What related
mining.
Searches are there to my CoinPot?
Like digital currency charts, digital currency investments.
The company that's squatting on CoinPot, there's so many cool scams. So if you refresh on coinpot.co, it knows that if you're going to this website, you're a sucker. And so every time you refresh, it gives you a different scam. Like, there was a thing that I got at one point that was like, it looked like Square, but it was like, put in your credit card. It's really cool. Really cool. Okay, so you're going to go to CoinPot. You're going to register there first with your main email.
When I go to address? CoinPot, I just get redirected to another website, which also redirects me to a place
right.
where they want me to install a Chrome extension that will make yeah. my browser
Yeah, which you should. Which you really should. That'll yeah. probably get you even more Satoshis.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go to that site, you have to give it your email address, then when you've done that, you go to the 7 sub-sites, you click these links below, and you put your email address in those, and when you've registered a coinpot.co onto those websites, and then all of the websites that you go to at the sub-sites go into the CoinPot wallets, and then you can control it all from there, which is really a time-saving advantage. End of post.
You've got a reply, though.
Oh, okay. Only one user... Guys. Listen. Okay, I know this is over Unity.com. I know we've got some skeptics here.
We're so busy with our machines.
Some real critical thinkers.
But guys, fucking seriously, okay? Only one user so far has checked out the new links in the first posting and signed up with my links.
Oh my
Why
God.
Don't you all try to check this out?
Oh my God, you're...
These are all referral links. I would really appreciate if you would sign up via my links to help the forum out a bit. If you will claim each day the Satoshis and the altcoins, you'll also get a bonus of 1% each day. So after 100 days, it's more than 100%.
Oh, this is an administrator.
Yeah, is this the guy who runs the site?
No,
he's listed as an administrator.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I was assuming that you're like in a pyramid scheme inside a Ponzi scheme.
Yes, and also I'm on the free energy forum as an administrator. Yes, correct. Okay, yeah, so you remember how you get a bonus of 1%, and then after 100 days, you have more than 100%? So your claim payouts will be doubled. On some faucets of these, you can already claim again in like 5 minutes, so you can quickly gain more coins. If you do this constantly over the day, you can easily get to a payout of like 200 Doge or more, depending on how many claims you do every day. To get something back from me for signing up via my links, I will give everyone a free premium bit radio update so you will get more bro coins per day.
Woo, bro coins. Woo. Woo.
Bro coins are the official currency of Radical Ryan.
Yeah. Sponsor.
Yeah, you get bro coins just for listening to your favorite radio stations?
What?
Yep. All you gotta do, Achilles, is send me your private email here and your cool. bit radio username, and I will look up if you are in my downtime when you have signed up with my link. End of post.
Perfect.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, I'll do that. Right on it.
Super legit. I am the only person to have ever responded to this thread, yep. which I did a lot.
Including at one point saying, like, hey, I bought a miner from here, and you might want to do it too, but it could be a Ponzi scheme, so you probably want to cash out early.
Yes.
I'm not the dump, I'm the pump. I'm the pump, you're the dump. Oh, great. What did we learn from any of this, F+?
How to build a perpetual motion machine.
Yeah. Which one are you going to go for?
The
there
one
seems to be
that's
a couple of different options.
It's a wheel with weights hung on it, and so the weights make it so it spins once you spin it a little bit, and it makes
spin
a wheelchair
a
go
bit,
further.
It makes the, okay.
I found one where somebody took a power bar, they plugged the output into one of the inputs, and then jammed a battery
Whoa.
Into one of the sockets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Wow. That's like illegal. Like, that's so good. That must be illegal.
I'm just going with the power of Christ, so.
Oh, so not the colloidal silver, then.
Yeah.
Not an unpopular option on this forum, it seems.
I'm going to move those 3 cc's of colloidal silver up to like 10, and we'll see what the real action happens.
The power of colloidal silver compels you.
I learned that evitution is fake.
Yeah, that makes sense. Is an executive ball clacker free energy?
Yes.
Like, can I power? Okay, so I can power things with that. I wanted a little bit more diagrams. I feel like it seems weird to me, like that. I mean, because I did expect them all to be like conspiratorial, but they were like, oh yeah, you know, like obviously, like perpetual motion is totally a thing that happens. You just can't post about it on the internet. And like that never, like that irony was never realized.
Yeah, I would have liked to have heard more about the cover-ups.
That would be nice.
The shadowy
agents. Like, is it like a big oil cartel kind of thing that's like keeping perpetual motion down?
It's Satan.
You know, always the dark horse candidate. and if you're looking for places to pitch your perpetual motion machine, you can always find funders on PAO.IT. Listen, man, it's never been the most successful forum. It's not really a forum that makes a whole bunch of money, but I've heard about something called GoFundMe. That seems to be going well. So now, like every post is its own drive. So rather than like paying $10 to like sign up for the forum, like every time you post, everyone gives you money for your post. It's very good.
You got to pay a $3 gas fee, though.
Oh yeah, there is a gas fee.
And those posts belong to you, and nobody else can have them. They're
and
yours.
And the per post fee actually changes depending on an algorithm, which is so confusing that I won't bother to explain it. You just know that it keeps costing more money the more you post.
That's an investment. It's an investment for the future.
Okay, bye.
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 You can't see it. It's electric. She's a moving along with electric. She's so good. You gotta know it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. That you can't hold it. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie. But you know it's there. Heaven and everywhere.
Frank West, have you ever met Mr. Rhythm Games?
Only once.
Okay.
It didn't go well for him.
What kind of board shorts was he wearing?
So, on one side,
yeah.
Khaki, on the other side, tropical.